we just turn straight to the first scripture, Deuteronomy 30, verse 16. I thought I may as well give a short thought on something that's hit me pretty hard a few years ago when we had a Bible class run by Mick Sly, and he talked about choices that people have in everyday lives. And something that really stuck to me was he gave a little example. He said, imagine if everyone had a car. Holy Spirit is like the keys to the car, and we always use the car. But people who have left the Lord, they've got the keys, but they don't want to use it. They've chosen not to. So in Deuteronomy 30, 16, it says, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and to keep, and his statutes and judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord God shall bless thee in the land whither that poses it. This message is for Moses. Choosing life, loving God, following his commandments, that will give you the long-lasting life. But you've got to choose it. You can't just follow it and hope for the best, because you may always not end up in the same place as you started. You must choose to follow him. Because, you know, choosing life, you'll get peace and prosperity. But choosing death, you will get punished and really badly. I don't know, but it's what it says in the Bible, and we go by that. All right, second scripture, just a bit down, Deuteronomy 30, 19. I call heaven and earth to record day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choosing life, that both and thou seed may live. In Deuteronomy 30, 19, verse 20, we find one of the scripture's most direct communications ever. Basically saying, God to his people, today I've given the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call upon heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. You've made a choice to come here. You've made a choice to choose heaven. You've made a choice to not follow the people in the world. And you've made a choice to have the keys to your car that you want. I'm trying my best to cut this down, by the way. So I may as well just end it off saying this amazing chorus. What's it called? The Right Time Has Come. I don't know if many people know it, but it's my favorite always. And there's one line in it. I think it's to live forever or to die forever. The choice is in your hands. Just like think of that for a few moments. Like the choice is all yours. You don't have to come. You choose to come along. So we just all hope that everyone can make the right choice and we can all live together in heaven. Amen.